Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. It's 8:24 on the morning roundup. Our Pledge of Allegiance coming up here in just a little bit. All right, now for our community conversation this morning, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, fcmc.us.com. Joining me here on the line for Mayor Monday, we have New Hampton Mayor Steve Gertz joining me. Steve, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. So getting back to business here, you know, we're already getting through with, you know, hopefully with spring underway here, a lot of different moving parts here, some projects working on. What's one of the things that you have coming up for us in New Hampton there, Steve?
Well, the one of the things that on the agenda for today, tonight's meeting, is the repairs to the parking lot at the library, and we've got bids, and I believe the council will accept one of the bids tonight for repairs. They've had some issues with the parking lot settling by the intake drains or storm sewer drains, and see if we can get that corrected for them and take a little bit of a hazard away from us.
All right. Now, is that going to be a huge undertaking, or is it just kind of minor imperfections that need to be kind of kept up on?
Well, we're hoping for minor. there was an old building there, and I don't know if when the compaction on the parking lot wasn't maybe done as good as it could have been back in the day, and it's roughly 30 years ago or something like that. They've had it repaired once before, and it's kind of causing the same issue, but we'll see if we can get it rectified this time.
All right. We'll hear more about that coming up here as we head down the line. Speaking with New Hampton Mayor Steve Gertz here for Mayor Monday on the Morning Roundup. What are some other things are we looking at here? I noticed that, you know, in the city limits here, maybe something sidewalk related.
Well, it's always been an ongoing thing for as long as I can remember. Sidewalks, have them, don't have them, repairs, that type of thing. So they're looking for input, from the public works director, looking for input from the city council on inspections and how to handle it. A lot of them, some are, caused from the roots from the ash tree problems, and so we're looking at inspections of those, and the community is welcome to put input into that also if they'd like to.
All right. So is that going to be residential, business, or kind of a little bit of both?
Yes.
All right. Very good.
Wherever needed, I'd say it that way, or what, the inspections would probably be throughout the entire sidewalk system, but the ones that would be marked for trips and cracks and things like that, trip hazards.
All right. I'm sure we'll hear more on that coming up. And another focal point here coming up is there's a repair project that is in the works there, Steve?
Right. There's a project that the county approached us on to repair the road. It would be Kenwood Avenue, south of 18, and south of Highway 18, and to Main Street. Basically, it's west Main Street, about roughly a quarter mile past the high school. And they approached us to about repairing that road. It would be a joint effort from the city and the county, and the county offered to do it for no interest to the city, but it's still for the city. It's over a 5-year period. We'd have to pay back roughly $175,000 for the project.
Is there going to be a specific timeline? Will it start like probably within the year, or how is that going to be headed out?
I believe it's planned to start, and I could be wrong, but I believe it's planned to start next spring.
Okay. Very good. So you say again, about 5 years, give or take, you said?
Right. We'll start paying the county this fall July of 25 is when we'll start paying it back, a five-year plan.
Okay. All right. Very good. And of course, further information on any of these subjects we discussed there, you guys are again going to be discussing this at the agenda coming up this evening?
Right. Yes. Okay. City Council meeting at 7 o'clock tonight.
All right. And everyone, people are invited to attend. Any opinions they want to share with you on that as well?
Sure. We have a time frame that the public is welcome to speak and just give their inputs, or they can call City Hall and leave their comments with Karen at the city clerk, and she can forward them to us.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Steve Gertz joining us here for Mayor Monday here on the Morning Roundup. And Steve, I appreciate you chatting with us here this morning. Any final notes before we part ways this morning?
Nope, that'll do it for today.
All right. We look forward to speaking you again here, Steve, a couple of weeks down the line as we get ready again into the throes of springtime. And next thing you know, summertime around the corner. So I'm sure a lot of moving parts there for you as we continue on here in the city of New Hampton.
You know, it is. I wish everybody a happy Easter. It's only a couple weeks away here, but we got to get the Easter baskets out.
Definitely. Well, Steve, again, thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it. All right. Steve Gertz, New Hampton Mayor here for Mayor Monday on the Morning Roundup. Our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Pledge of Allegiance coming up, and my conversation with Jessica Grober from Chickasaw County Farm Bureau coming up on the Morning Roundup. 95.1 The Bull.